For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Dr. Elizabeth Mostovsky is research fellow in the Department of Epidemiology at the Harvard School of Public Health and Beth Israel Deaconess. Elizabeth, thank you very much for talking with me today. As a diehard coffee drinker, I became interested in a study that you published recently about coffee consumption and the incidence of congestive heart failure. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, there have been discrepant findings on the association between coffee consumption and heart failure. And in fact, the most recent statement from the American Heart Association on heart failure prevention cites only one study stating that coffee may increase the risk. But subsequent studies seem to show that coffee may, in fact, protect against heart failure. So what we wanted to do is review the available literature to see if, in fact, there was a protective effect or a potentially harmful effect.
And what were your findings?
Well, we identified five different prospective studies of coffee consumption and heart failure. Overall, they included a total of over 140,000 participants. And we saw that there was a J-shaped relationship. So compared to no consumption, there was a strong beneficial effect of about 4 servings per day in Northern European servings, and a potentially higher risk with higher levels of consumption. So keep in mind, that means that there's a protective benefit for about 2 cups in a popular American coffee chain.
So northern, when you talk about Northern European, or was that Northern American size?
Northern European servings. Okay. So most of the studies were done in Northern European countries. So for them, it's four Northern European servings per day, which is equivalent to about 2 typical 8-ounce American servings.
Yeah, I was going to say, we here in North America tend to go large. I know I was working.
That's right.
I was working in Hungary a few months ago, and they said, oh, you're an American, you want a large coffee, and they gave me this little thimble.
You know, right. It looks more like a shot glass to us.
Exactly. Yeah. So this was a meta-analysis looking at studies from a fairly long period of time?
Yes. It's a special type of meta-analysis called a dose-response meta-analysis, where we can pull the results from different studies that use different categories of exposure.
And I guess really this one of the things that got you looking into this is something that speaks to me not only as a medical person but as a lay person. We're barraged with information about what perhaps is good for us, what might be bad for us in consumption of different foods and coffee, that type of thing. Where does the average person go to learn more about whether their habit is good, bad, indifferent? Is it to studies such as this?
I mean, a systematic review and a meta-analysis is a good way to get a sense of a review of the literature that's been done so far. The American Heart Association does report on their findings on the American Heart Association does have statements on prevention guidelines. But overall, coffee has definitely gotten a bad rap in the press. Animal studies and experimental studies in humans have shown that drinking caffeine in coffee is associated with some sharp, acutely increased risk of blood pressure. It's associated with an acutely raised blood pressure. So people assumed that that meant that it was going to increase the risk of cardiovascular diseases, since blood pressure is so highly related to cardiovascular risk. But it's been found over time consistently in the research that there are protective benefits to moderate coffee consumption, anywhere from preventing against type 2 diabetes to site-specific cancers, and also Parkinson's and other diseases. So overall in the literature now, we're seeing consistent evidence that moderate consumption is actually protective for many different diseases.
So it's really coming back to sort of that ideal that we've known about for millennia, that moderation in all things might be a good thing after all.
That's right. Everything in moderation. That's right.
Well, and forgive me this digression, but could there be potentially something that's unrelated to the caffeine itself? One thing that I've thought of being a haunter of coffee houses is, could it be that folks who take the time to sit back, drink a cup of coffee, maybe with friends chatting over a coffee table, perhaps this is coming back to a type of personality that may be in the long run less likely to have these bad heart outcomes?
Most certainly. We know that stress is a strong predictor of long-term stressors are associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease. And in fact, our group does a lot of research on the short-term risk of cardiovascular disease in response to stress. So stress is most definitely a risk factor that may be related to some of the studies here. So we're using the best available evidence that we have so far, but that's definitely an alternative hypothesis that may ring true.
Well, Dr. Elizabeth Mostovsky, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for your interest.
For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.